I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that over 40,000 people die by suicide each year in the U.S. To talk about suicide prevention and getting help for someone struggling with thoughts of suicide is Dr. Tracy Stecker. She's a psychologist and assistant professor in the College of Nursing at MUSC. And Dr. Stecker is also the research director at the Canandaigua VA Hospital that specializes in suicide prevention. Dr. Stecker, you mentioned to me before this interview that people who have suicidal thoughts but are getting help are less likely to die by suicide. Tell us a bit more about that.
The evidence is fairly clear that individuals who are getting help are less likely to die by suicide than those who have not accessed treatment. Talking about it and being open to talking about it is a really important first step.
And how common is it that people have some thoughts of suicide?
It's pretty clear that we all are capable of having thoughts of suicide at some point in our lifetime. It could be a fleeting thought, but we're all susceptible to having those kind of thoughts.
And you talked about people reaching out and speaking about these thoughts that they're having. What can friends and family do to either be open to those conversations, initiate those conversations? Mm-hmm. How can they really help?
It's important that they approach somebody who they think might be at risk for suicide objectively, if possible. It's obviously a very scary idea. However, if you let them talk through what's going on for them, it might be an avenue to helping them get some help that they might need. The causes of suicidal thoughts really vary. Some people only have the thoughts because they've had a bad week, they're sleep deprived, they're super stressed out at work, they're fighting with their spouse, their kids are driving them crazy, and they're just at their wit's end. Really, they need a good night's sleep. But because they're so sleep deprived and stressed out and maybe not eating well, their thoughts are a little off. And so they're more emotional and they're not thinking clearly. And that's when people might be at risk of having some thoughts that could lead to impulsive behaviors.
And beyond talking to friends and family, what about professional help?
There are a variety of different treatments, but really it depends on what's causing the suicidal thoughts. For example, if it's sleep deprivation, there's sleep treatment available. If it's some sort of substance use treatment is available. If it's stress management or financial strain, you know, there are resources available for people like that to just talk through it. The really important thing is to recognize that you're not alone, that this kind of situation could happen to all of us and pretty much does, and getting help for that.
And Dr. Stecker, what resources are available 24/7 for anyone if they're having some suicidal thoughts and they need help immediately?
So it's good to call one of the crisis lines. You could call the National Crisis Line. The phone number for that is 1-800-273-TALK. You could also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Both of those crisis lines are available to talk 24/7. They're very good resources because they are able to look at your local community and know the resources that are available to you in your area for whatever might be prompting your thoughts at that time.
Dr. Stecker, thanks for providing this information about suicide prevention.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.